We are learning Mesechus Eiruvin, Daf Yud Dal Ramad Aleph, and we started the Mishnah in the last year, that the Mishnah says that a Kaira has a shear of the size. It has to be wide enough to be able to hold a Riach. What's a Riach? It's a type of brick that's 3 tefachim by 1.5 tefach. So it has to be able to hold this brick. It has to be wide enough to hold a brick, and the Mishnah says it's enough to be wide a tefach. It's a little interesting because if this is wider 1.5 tefach, has a tefach help? More we'll talk about it immediately. And another machlokes in the Mishnah is, does it have to be strong enough to hold the Ariach? Does it have to be like, it can't be made out of something like reeds or a straw where it can't hold a Ariach? So there's two dinim, it has to be wide enough and strong enough to hold a Ariach. Rabbi Yehuda argued, he said, wide enough is enough, and it doesn't have to actually be strong enough because you make believe it's ki'ilu, that type of material, like the ki'ilu, it's metal. And there's another two halachas in the Mishnah that if something is a kuma, or if it's round, it could be considered water tefach. And the Gemara will talk about that a little more. So let's first start the Gemara at the top of the Dalam Elf, that the Mishnah said it's enough to have a tefach, even though a riach is wide 1.5 tefach. Break the Gemara kasha tefach, the kaira shear is a tefach. Now, why isn't it a shear tefach? The reason is because it's only a heker if it looks like a kavua digabim, and if it can hold a bit brick, then it's not much of a kuwa diga beam. It's a joke. It's not a beam. A beam has to hold some things. This, therefore, has to be able to be wide enough to hold a brick, and that makes it more kvius. Like Rashi in the first narrow line says, of a kuwa diga beam and kvius, keichet to have a hekim alia. Okay. Tefach mechzavai, you should need 1.5 tefach. And for the Gemara, kimin the rocha of the kawa tefach. Since it's wide enough to hold a tefach, so you put a brick that's wide 1.5 tefach on it, and it's just hanging off a quarter of a tefach on each side. And that's not a problem, because you technically, if you wanted to put a brick on it, you could fill that up with cement. The racha kavod tefach, idach chatzit tefach, the other half of tefach, which is split in half, the quarter tefach on this side, quarter tefach on that side, malbon lavatina, mashu ma'agisa, v'kaima. You put a little cement on this side, a little cement on that side, and that will hold it up on the beams. Therefore, it's rayu to hold such a brick, because as long as it has most of the tefach in the middle, it will hold it up just with a little plaster holding it down. Omar Rabbah Ravuna, Kairosh Omru, Tzricha Shtebriya Lekava Riach, like we said in the Mishnah, Fida Tanakama, that a Kairah has to be strong enough to hold a brick. Umamide Kairah, Einan Tzrichim Shebriyim Kede Lekava Kairah Riach. The brackets holding up the Kairah, they don't have to be strong enough to hold up a Kairah and a Riach. What's the pshat? Because Lemaisa was saying the Kairah itself has to be a heker and be able to hold up a riach. Lemaisa, I'm not putting a riach on top of it. So I don't care if the brackets don't hold up the beam, can't hold a beam with, as long as it holds up the beam the way it is now, it's fine. That's the first man the Amma holds. Rav Chista argues, has to be strong enough, the brackets have to be strong enough to hold actually the Kairah and a riach. That makes a more serious heker. It's a more serious binyan kvias. That it has to be able to hold up a kaira with a thing on top of it. With a brick on top of it. Omrav Sheshes, Haniach kaira agabi amavu. If you have a kaira on top of a mavu, you porosh lo machzelas, and you hung a curtain over it, covering the kaira. Now you can't see the kaira anymore. And the curtain is also raised from the ground 3 tefachim. And the curtain is raised from the ground 3 tefachim. In this case, kaira ain't kan, mechitza ain't kan. You don't have a beam, and you don't have a mechitza. Even though this mechitza goes from 20 tefachim high down, so you have a good nice mechitza with this machzelas, this sheet that's over it. But lemaisa, you don't have a mechitza. Why not? Because since it's raised 3 tefachim above the ground, it's something called gedi and baikim bay. Since gedim go under, it's not called a mechitza. Let's read it inside. Kaira enkan, mechitza enkan, kaira enkan, the machasya, it's covered, and it's not nicker. Mechitza enkan, the havla mechitza sha gedi and baikim bay. Because if you have a mechitza teluya, like we learned on yesterday's blad, a mechitza teluya, 2 days ago blad, mechitza teluya, something that's hanging is not a good mechitza, because you go under it. You go under it, 3 tefachim, it's not called a good mechitza, and therefore, if you put a machatzelas, which is a mat, over a kaira, it won't be a kaira, it won't be a mechitza, it won't be good for anything. Tanu Rabbanon, kaira yitzim a koisel zeh, ve'in a gas b'koisel zeh. A kaira sticking out of this side, but doesn't reach the other side. If this sounds familiar, that's a good thing, because we had it before. A kaira yitzim a koisel zeh, ve'in a gas b'koisel zeh. It's not reached all the kairos. V'chein shtei kairos, echa yitz b'koisel zeh, v'echa yitz b'koisel zeh. Yeah, one becoming this side, one that side. V'ein a gazu v'zu. They're not touching each other. So in both of these cases, if it's pachos mishloisha from the wall, or pachos mishloisha less than three tefachim from the beam from each other, ain't tzarek lahavi kara acheres, because the lover makes it attached, either attached to the wall, or the two karas attached to each other, and therefore you have a courier. But it's shloisha, if it's three tefachim, which is out of the shear of lavud, shvarach lahavi karacharis. You need a different courier. It doesn't work. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel shita is that lavud is four tefachim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel aimer pachos ma'arba ain tzarach lahavi karacharis. If it's less than four tefachim, you don't have a courier. Why? Because you have lavud. Arba, if it's four tefachim, tzarach lahavi karacharis, you have to bring another courier, because once it hits four tefachim, it's out of lavud. Now comes a new halacha. V'chein beiz kares hamasimais. Lo yibizu k'nil kav ha-riach, lo yibizu k'tav ha-riach. You have picture going across the front of the mavi, two beams. Each beam is not wide. It's not wide. It's a mashu wide. It's not three tefach. It's not one tefach wide. So it's not a good kaira. But you have two of these beams. And the two beams are within three tefachim of each other, or less. We'll see exactly all the halachas of it. It could be, you make a love, you make something, it's called a beam. Let's see it inside. V'chein beiz kares hamasimais. This one is not wide enough to hold a brick, which means not wide a tafach. And this one's not wide enough to hold a brick, which is also not a tafach. But they're both next to each other. That's what we call twins. They're both next to each other. If, see here, if you say a lumdus of lovud, but let's say it's 2.5 tefachim apart. Okay, good, it's lavud, so it's a kaira. But it's not worse than rav, it's not wider tefach. Maisa, it can't hold a riach. So if it's close enough that you can put a riach across of it, that means if it's within 1.5 tefach of each other, so you can put this brick across it, so then it's fine. Because you have lavud, so that makes it in hilchus a wider tefach. And also, practically speaking, I can put a riach on it. Im kabelas a riach l'rochvoi tefach, ain't tzarek lahavi karacheres. Mlav tzarek lahavi karacheres. If it can fit a riach across a tefach there, then it's good. If not, you have to bring another kar. So in real emer, he's makel even more. He says like this, that a riach, we said, is 1.5 by 3. So Tanakhama says it has to fit within the 1.5. Basically, within a tefach, it has to be able to fit on, because it has to be able to fit, or go over it. But Rav Shimon says, no, there's a length of a brick. It's 3 tefachim. He says you can put it to the lengthwise also. That's also enough. That's Shimon Mil's chiddush. Shimon Mil says, "Kabbalas a riach la arka shloisha ain tzarach lahavi kaira acheres, mlav tzarach lahavi kaira acheres." So he's more makel. He says that if you have these two beams that are masimois, as long as they are within 3 tefachim of each other, so it's enough, and it is no problem. For now, what about a case if it's not even? Let's see right there. Achas lamaylo, v'achas lamata. You have these two beams. You said if two beams, kamakabla, riach, whatever the case is, tarakamba, which is within the tefach of each other, kumashim mil, which is within 3 tefach of each other, this works. But let's say one's higher, one's lower. Now you have a problem. You can't put anything across it because it's not even. It's one's higher than the other one. The two, they're going across the mavi, well, then one's higher than the other one. Achas lamaylo, v'achas lamata. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, says, royin es al yoyin ekiu lamata. You look at a ki'ilu del yonis lamata v'satachtoino ki'ilu lamayla. Basically, you look at ki'ilu, they're both even. And as long as they're close enough, it'll work. Uvad, but there's a tenai over there. So it's hey, yonis lamayla mechav. If this one of those beams above 20 amos, which is in the psul area, psul kaira, v'tachtoino lamata ma'asar, and the bottom one's less than 10 tefachim, then royim can take something from a mokum psul into a mokum hechsher. It can make them even with each other, but you can't say royim if it's completely out of the sheer Kaira. That's a ratio of the Shita. His Mekel, even one's higher, one's lower, as long as they're within the right shear of Hechsher Mavi. Omar Abaya, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Sovel, Kavu, Abachada, he holds like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, like one thing, Paul Abachada, and like something else, he argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Mishnah said, our Mishnah said here, Rabbi Yehuda holds of Royim, that what was in a gay our Mishnah? Our Mishnah was a case, it wasn't Bria, it wasn't strong enough. So he said, you look Royin, Ki'ilu was made out of matris, Ki'ilu was made out of metal, the beam. So he said it's an idea called Royin, according to Rav Yehuda. We had a different Rav Yehuda, beginning of the Masechta, the Rav Yehuda says, you're allowed to have something higher than 20 amos. So we're saying, this Rav Yehuda is like Rav Yehuda in one way, and now like Rav Yehuda another way. So the kavu abachada is the Royin. He also Royin, therefore you can say that Al-Yonah and Tachtani are even. Rav Yehuda holds even above Esrim is kosher. Rav Yehesi, Rav Yehuda, Shava, his son holds v'soy chafin l'mayel mechaf loy. Like we said over here, that's a mayel mechaf, it's no good. So he holds like Rav Yehuda in one point that he holds of Rayim. On the other hand, he holds that it has to be with an Esrim that's not like the other Rav Yehuda. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Rav Yehuda ima rechava af v'shen ebriya. This is Rav Yehuda just mentioned, that he holds that as long as it's wide enough to hold a brick, which is a tefach, even though it's made out of straw, it's a good kaira. Even though it can't hold a brick, it'll fall right in. But still, if it's wide enough, we say Roy and Kilu, it's matres. Masil Rav Yehuda l'chiyah bar Rav, kameh de Rav. Rav Yehuda, the Amayra Rav Yehuda, not Tana of our Mishnah Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda the Amayra, was teaching chiyah bar Rav, in front of Rav, was teaching him Mishnayis, and he read to him, Rechava Afish in Ebriya, our Lashon of Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Mishnah, Rechava Afish in Ebriya, even though it's not strong enough. Amalei, so Rav turns to him and says, Snaya Rechava Ebriya. You have to, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees in Rechava Obriya. That's you have to be gerus. Freit the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Loya Rav. Rav himself says Rechava Arba Afish Ein Obriya. If it's four tefachim wide, you know it's not Briya. And for the Gemara Rechava Arba Ashani. When is the tefach? Rav holds it always has to be strong enough. If it's four tefachim wide, it's different. What's the pshat? So it's two pshatim in the Rishonim. The Arzurua learns that since it's wide four tefachim, we said why do you need strong enough to hold a beam? Hold a brick, because it's not called a hecker beam if it can't hold something. It's not called a kvias if it can't hold something. But if something's four wide already, it's enough of a hecker, because it's so wide, it's enough of a hecker. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, there's something called pi tikra yarev soysim. If something's four tvachim wide, there's a halacha that pi tikra, we look at it that comes down and soysim, it's like a mechitza. And it's a real halacha meshmashina, it's not, that's a derisa de gadin, it could be pi tikra. So therefore, if once it's four tvachim wide, you can say pi tikra. That's all pshat. Why? Even though it's not strong enough to hold something, you could say that it's machshir, it makes the mavi kasha. Now, if you look at the Mishnah says, Rehudah Rechava Afish in Ebriya, and then it says, Hoytzah Shal Kash Shal Kanim, Reina Tzkilu Hi Mashamatchis. Now, Mustafa, the way you learned the Mishnah, Maishi, is because it's explaining just its example of Rechava Afish in Ebriya, saying the example is Hoytzah Shal Kash Shal Kanim. But the Gemara says the Mishnahis don't just say the examples, we can figure it out ourselves. So it's Pashat, why would we say Kei Hishal Kash? My Kamash Malon, the Miriam Royim, that you say Royim is Kilo Matras, Kilo it's metal, Hainuach, that's what we just said, Rechava Afish in Ebriya, we say Royim. Well, what's the Chiddush of this? And for the Gemara, Ma'od Tema, Bemina Amrina, Neshleim Mila Amrina, Kamash Malon. You would say like this, if it's made out of wood, even though it's not strong enough to hold a beam, we say it's Ki'ilu, with Royim the Ki'ilu can hold a beam. But maybe it's made out of straw, that material, you don't say Royim, Kamash on the Mishnah, Hishal Kash, even if it's made out of straw, you still say Royim. Akuma, the Mishnah goes further. The last two cases of Mishnah of Akuma, if it's crooked, you look at it Ki'ilu, it's straight, and if it's round, you look at it Ki'ilu, it's squarish. And we spoke at last time, that some chalakim are showing him this is going to Kuliyama is after Rav Yehuda. We'll learn Rashi's Masmei it's going according to Rav Yehuda, so we'll learn like that it's going according to Rav Yehuda. The whole end of the Mishnah. And it's really that's mucham in the Gemara a little bit. Akuma roin oisam kilu pshuta. You look at it kilu it's straight. Bring up pshita it's pashit. So now if this is going according to Rabbanan it wouldn't be pshita because we're saying even Rabbanan hold the roin. That's why it's arrived in this Gemara that pshita. That from the right Moros Kasha that this is probably going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Pshita, it's hard to pasha. The one to say the halacha of Royim. What if you tell me a few cases, a case that's crooked, look at it straight. It's pasha. We say Royim. And for the Gemara Kamas, long could Rav Zera. Don't Rav Zera. He b'seich amavi. The kaira is inside the mavi. V'akmusai chutz amavi. But it's the crooked. It sticks out of the mavi. It goes. Look at a picture of mavi. It's going straight. Then the middle, it makes like a left turn out of the Mavi, and it comes back in. And it goes out of the Mavi. So, and there's like this. Or, if it gets crooked and it goes out of 20 amas high, most of the Bekair is inside at 10 tfachim, is above 10 tfachim, and the crooked part of it is lamata masara. So Rav Zera says, Royan kol kshi'ilu, you're not like Musa. If you took away that thing that's sticking out, if you removed it completely, and the two ends of the kari that are left are within three tefachim of each other, we say lavud, and sarach lavud kari charis. Lav, sarach lavud kari charis. So saying, the rayin here means, they look at it, its kilo, it's not here, and you say lavud. You look at that part that's crooked, because since it's out of the mavi, or it's above esrim, it's possible. You look at it, it's not here. And then, the two ends, if it's within three, it's lavud, and it's considered a good kaira. Break the Gemara Hanayim Pshitihi. If you say Ryan, that's what should be Pashut. So the Gemara, he besech Mavui, like we used to Mavui, the case where part of it was added to Mavui, that's the Chedesh Shichalei. Now the time you would think, Leichosh Dilma Aslam Shuchi Basra, if you Chayshish, maybe you will come to be Meshach Basra, which means you will come to walk out even there, because since it's going out that way, you're going to think that's part of the Mavui, and you're going to carry it there. Kamash Malon. No. That you know chash with that, and as long as if you remove that part, the two ends are within three tefachim, that's enough, and it'll be kosher. It'll be kosher for the mavi. So the Gemara says agula, if it's rounded, that means the whole beam is round. Like, you ever picture a round beam that holds up a building? A round beam it was. That's what it was, and that was the kair. Is that good or not? What's the tzad not? Because you can't really put a brick on it; it'll roll right off. It's round. So ra'ina is kilu mervas. You look at its kilu; it's square. That's also Pashat. We say right. So Gemara Sefer Shrichalei, the end of the Mishnah is the Chiddush. Because how do you figure out when something's round if it's wide at Tapach? The way you figure it out is, Kol Sheyesh Kefa Gimel Tvachim, if the circumference is three Tvachim, then Yesh by Reichav Tapach. Then, the way the Gemara learns is always one to three. Now it's a pi square, but the Gemara is always one to three. That if the circumference is three, then the diameter is one Tapach. If they taught this in English, we have an easy time in English. It's very simple. It's one to three. No fractions, nothing. It's very simple. So if it goes around three, it's one tefach. That's it. Yes, by reich of tefach. Gevald. Okay. So that's what the shear. That's a chiddush of our Mishnah teaches this halacha. How to figure out if something's round, what's the shear? It's one to three. We know it immediately. Talking about how do we know? Amar Rav Yechonah, we know from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Amar Rav Yechonah, it's in Melachim. Pasuk in Melachim. Talking about the Yam Shel Shloima. Shloima HaMelech built like a mikvah in the Beis HaMikdash. It was called Yam Shel Shloima. It was a huge mikvah. And we'll see how big it was in a second. Not immediately. Omar Kral, the Pasuk says, but Yasasa Yam, he made this Yam, Mutzak, it was poured, the frame was poured. Esa Ba'ama, it was 10 Amas, Vesvasa Yat Svasa. Going across, the diameter was 10 Amas. Ogil Saviv, it was round. Vechomish Amas Ba'ama Kamasa, it was 5 Amas high. Vekav Shloshim Ba'ama Yosef Yisavav. And it was round 30 Amas. So what do you see? It was diameter was 10, 30 amas around. You see that that's always the equation, one to three. So 10 amas by 30 amas. Break the Gemara, but you could svasa, if you're counting around the pool, 30 amas, what about the thickness of the pool? We are assuming that when we go across, that was across the water. But when you count the kav shloshim amas, it's going around the svasa, so it's a little more. So it's a little bit more than that. The equation is not exact because you have to count the thickness of the walls. Rav Papa svas is fast par shoshim. It was as thin as a rose. It wasn't even counted. Ksiv the ksiv in the pasuk. V'oyviv tefach. The bottom was thicker tefach. V'svas on top k'maisei kois parach shoshim. Like a becher that's as thin, like those fancy wine glasses that are as thin as a rose. Parach shoshim. A pain bas yochel held up. 2,000 bas. Bas is a shear, we'll talk about it soon. So, fake the Gemara, okay, good, it's so thin. The Ikamashu, my sister, it's a little more. Mashu, we're trying to be exact. And for the Gemara, Kikachashu, simple tariffs, Kikachashu, and Gavayakachashu. When we figure out 30, we're talking about the inside. It's 30 round from the inside, so it's 10 by 30 from the inside, and everything is all for Amford. It's 1 to 3. And now the Gemara will go continue different things about this Yam Shloima and different Cheshbonot for the Yam Shloima.